For a while, it seemed that Boston movies were all about tough guys. Then the 2017 debut of Smilf, a TV drama comedy about a single mom's life in Southie, upset that trend, but not without some controversy. WBUR Artery film and TV contributor Aaron Tron went behind the scenes of season two, shot locally with a mostly local crew.
If you only know Boston by its movies...
We good? Yeah, we're good. Put him in the trunk.
You might think we're all white, thuggish mobster dudes in tracksuits. And okay, Smilf's wiry young single mom, Bridget Bird, played by show creator Frankie Shaw, often slouches around Southie in Celtics athletic gear. But her character shoots hoops, not guns.
You ever heard of beef?
Excuse me?
Balance, eyes, elbow, follow through?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's like, you should try it. I do feel like people from Boston, they get a bad rap and there's big softies underneath this attitude, you know?
That's Shaw on a break near the end of several months of shooting Smilf Season 2. The show's profanity-laced, sexually frank storylines, with both funny and vulnerable moments, earned two Golden Globe nominations for Season 1.
That's life. That's how it goes for mothers.
No, that's not how it goes. I'm not gonna on your grave, Ma. I forgive you.
For real?
I'm gonna forgive you if it kills me. Give me your keys. I'll drive you home.
There's a bottle in the glove compartment. Don't spill it.
All right.
But its representation of Southie women rubbed some people the wrong way. Last February, Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn called Smilf unwatchable, degrading, crude, and inaccurate, and asked for its posters to be removed from bus stops.
Oh, good old Ed Flynn. I just feel like he should focus on the real issues of the people of South Boston and not pick on someone whose show he didn't even watch.
Shaw grew up in Brookline, a basketball fanatic and horse riding enthusiast. And while Smilf draws on her own early years as a struggling parent, Shaw says it also highlights the tight bonds she saw among her large extended family in Southie, especially between the women.
I grew up with just my mom's side. She was raised on East 4th Street with six siblings. It was my grandma Mary, and I have these two aunts, Mo and Chris, and like there was such a cohesiveness of the female side, you know, like there was such a bond and loyalty and fun and humor. And I was like, oh, I actually haven't seen that.
With Bridget and her mom, played by Rosie O'Donnell, at the center, Smilf Season 2 amps up both the laughable absurdity and emotional freight of womanhood. The show has tackled childhood sexual abuse, mental health issues, and food addictions. In Episode 5, Bridget flashes back to being pregnant. In this scene with the dad, Rafi, played by Miguel Gomez, she worries about the real cost of becoming a mom.
And I'm going to be a mom, and you don't have sex with me. And if we don't have sex, so it's quiet. You know, and everything's over anyways.
Baby, we're getting married. It's just the beginning. It's not over. Bridget, look at me.
What?
You don't have to worry about anything ever again.
That's my point.
Shaw is part of a tiny but growing cohort of women-helmed TV productions and a vocal supporter of Me Too. She required her department heads to hire at least 50% women or persons of color. Boston-based Hanalee Milne, who served as Shaw's personal costumer, noticed the impact behind the scenes.
I felt like it was so driven by women who wanted to make television that was their vision, that was their stories. And we all could relate in certain times to what was being told.
But a month before the season two premiere, a story in The Hollywood Reporter uncovered complaints from writers to the Writers Guild of America about their treatment on Smilf. The complaints included lack of proper credit, pay, and writers being separated by race. The story also outlined complaints made to the show's producer, Disney's ABC Signature Studios, about Shaw's treatment of actress Samara Weaving, including the handling of a nude sex scene. For this story, I spoke to Shaw before the complaints went public. After, Shaw declined another interview. She did address the allegations on the Today Show.
You know, this was my first time doing this job, and we moved fast, and I was learning on the go. And, you know, I'm just really grateful that I can take these lessons of being a more aware and attuned showrunner moving forward.
Yeah. Okay, so you think it was just kind of an experience, and now that you've learned, you make changes
differently. Yeah.
In written statements, Shaw says she's committed to creating a safe work environment. ABC says it is still investigating complaints. The crew members I contacted after the report surfaced spoke favorably about working on SMILF, including Milne.
My experience was very, very positive. And I feel like Frankie is incredibly approachable as a boss, as a director, as an actor.
Shaw's husband, Zach Strauss, is a producer and writer on the show. Back on set before the controversy, he says that making such a personal show can take a toll.
It's an emotional experience, and I think if this wasn't something that was so hit so close to home, maybe it wouldn't be, the investment wouldn't be so taxing as it is. But I mean, that comes with that's good and bad, you know.
For Shaw, working through women's tough realities instead of giving Boston more tough guys helps explain her vision for the show.
I think that was like a big part of the intention when I originally started writing this show was, how do we talk about things that normally have a stigma, but how do you sort of uncover that and do it in a way that feels relatable? Because I feel like in my life, whenever I talk about any sort of thing that I've gone through, people come to me and say, oh, me too.
SMILF isn't the Boston we've seen on screen before. And for Shaw, that's the point. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Erin Tran.